This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's a Navy Marine Corps veteran. He's also bringing to the table 20 years of financial experience.
Yeah.
And he's going to be our subject matter expert today to talk about the recent Reddit Wall Street crisis. So we'll start right here. Dave, what happened? What is this Reddit versus Wall Street issue that has unfolded in the last couple of days?
Well, I think it can be summed up in two things. It was a mathematical problem that morphed into basically a social movement where you had a hedge fund who had shorted over 100% of the float of a stock. So a float of a particular stock is how many shares are out there in the market that can be sold and bought. And GameStop had been shorted at the peak 142%. So a hedge fund was placing bets on GameStop that it would go down. And it was at 139%. So basically they're shorting more stocks that are out there in the free market. And somebody at Reddit discovered that. And there's a lot of smart people on there. They discovered that. And what they decided to do was start buying the stock. So when you're short, it's supply and demand. It's like going to Costco and buying toilet paper 4 months ago. If there's no toilet paper there and they get a couple bags in there, the price goes up. But what happened with the hedge fund was the shorts, they had shorted the stock, and as the stock price started ticking up, they had to cover those short sales. So the hedge fund was essentially selling short out of its savings account and then having to buy those stocks back from its checking account. So it was basically a self-perpetuating snowball that was basically they had caused themselves. Somebody at Reddit had noticed that and said, hey, here's what we can do. We can start buying stock. And what that does is it accelerates the snowball and makes it bigger because they have to produce those shares when a retail investor starts buying it, thus causing the price to go up.
But why? Why do that? What's the point of accelerating this whole thing? Why would we want to drive the price of the stocks up and stick it to the hedge fund?
Well, that's been the common theme since 2008. I mean, if you look at the feeds off of Reddit, you know, all the people that are investing on there, they're investing $600, $1,000. And the stories you read on there are people, you know, I'm making a broad generalization, but they say, you know, it's the millennials against the boomers, you know. And if you look at all the people that are on Reddit and what they're saying and what they're selling, these are all young kids and I use that term relatively compared to us, that are in their early 20s, who in 2008 were in middle school or grade school, and their parents lost their homes and their businesses and everything from the financial crisis. And when that dust settled, they were out of their house and they were financially ruined. And what happened to the banks? They were bailed out by the U.S. and they just kept on going. So they saw an opportunity there to punish the hedge fund, where they would have to cover their shorts. And you have people on Robinhood that are investing, you know, $600, $2,000, $4,000, which is their entire net worth. And they're waking up 4 days later with $20,000 in their bank account. And if you look at some of the stories, and some of them may be anecdotal, but you get stories in there about people wanting to get surgery for their dog, or they wanted to go do something else or get something repaired on their car. You know, taking $600 and turning it into $4,000 in a matter of 2 days is a significant win for the little guy.
So two questions here. And, you know, the first question is maybe a redundant one, but a lot of folks don't know, what is a hedge fund? I think a lot of people are getting this idea that a hedge fund is just a bunch of rich people looking to get richer.
A hedge fund is an investment vehicle, and they are making investments, both shorting and, you know, they may buy Apple and do long-term holds and all that kind of stuff. It's basically an investment vehicle, but they are able to use massive amounts of liquidity and cash to push stock prices in the direction that they're going. So GameStop, for example, I mean, everybody knows GameStop, their business model and how they've been doing over the last 5 years has not been good, because, you know, it's a brick and mortar store in the malls, which are going away, and where you can go in and buy a video game. So everybody knows if you got an Xbox or a PS5 or whatever they got now, you can download all that stuff off over the network. So why go to a brick and mortar store? So these hedge funds go, hey, look at GameStop. You know, they're not making any money. They're close to bankruptcy, all this other kind of stuff. And they open up these incredible short positions on the company. They get on TV and they go, yeah, GameStop's falling apart. Their revenue's horrible. They're going to miss and all this other kind of stuff. And people are like, the emotion takes in. I own GameStop for example, in my 401k. Oh my God, they're horrible. They're going to be out of business in 2 years. And they sell, which causes the price to go down. So if the price started at $10, for example, and the hedge fund sells it short, they get paid those shares. They sell $10 million worth of GameStop. They get paid that $10 million immediately. And as the stock goes down, they buy it back at $5 and they keep the difference. And when you have that much money, you're able to push the stock around, and also using, whatever venue of social media or TV or financial network or anything like that, they can push those prices down. And I think the people at Reddit finally got fed up with it. And they just said, hey, you know, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put our army together of $600 times 2.5 million people, and we're going to start buying the stock, and we're going to make them cover. So that's the overall distaste and dislike for big business and these big hedge funds and these big banks. And you read news all the time about, you know, big brokerage firms manipulating commodity prices and things like that, and they get paid. But at the end of the day, like I said before, you know, this morning, somebody woke up this morning and last night had bought GameStop at $500 a share. And I think it's at like $230 right now. So their $4,000 life savings is now worth $2,000.
These folks that went in and purchased, one of the reasons I'm doing this show, this particular segment, we are connecting vets. We typically cover veteran and service member related stories. But what caught my attention was I was on a veteran forum on Facebook, in one of the groups, and people were talking about this. And I don't know if they were kidding. I don't know what level of sarcasm some folks were talking about, because we're service members. We say stuff all the time. But some folks were asking, like, how do I pull my TSP out so I can get in on this? There is rumors of soldiers turning, you know, showing up into formation. They're like, I just made $50,000.
Yeah.
This is having a ripple effect into the veteran community, and a lot of veterans are on fixed budgets. They're you know, they're disabled. They might see this as an opportunity to make money, like you said. Tell me about some of the dangers that lurk here, because it feels like there's more to this than meets the eye.
The first big danger is we're 4 days into this, and we are in the middle of the unwind that had already happened 2 days ago or 3 days ago. So anytime this starts happening, the wheels are already in motion. The mechanics and the mathematics and the machines that are doing the trading and in control of all this stuff has already happened. So that's the first thing. Number two, you know, any investor will tell you, you got to do your due diligence. You got to investigate and research companies based on fundamentals. And it's so easy now to get the Robinhood app where they just, you put your $500 in it and you can start doing it immediately. And also, it's the after hours trading. If you saw any news reports about, GameStop the last 3 or 4 days, you know, it'll go up $150 during the day. And then after hours, I'm sure you heard that, the after hours trading, those aren't retail investors. Those are banks. Those are big people with a lot of money that are moving that stock around, in the middle of the night. And then the next day you're either the benefit of it or you're the victim of it, like which happened today. So, it's like, you know, the YOLO, right? You only live once, you only live once. That's all over everywhere, you know, and that's what people are doing. And, you know, you talk to any investor or financial advisor, they will advocate maybe 3 to 5% of your portfolio as speculative money, you know, buying, you know, really, really small cap fund, you know, really, really small cap company that, you know, maybe is in a disruptive technology that may be inventing something that could be a big hitter or something like that. But, you know, when people are taking significant chunks of their, their savings or their investment account and putting it in this kind of stuff, 99% of the people are going to lose it. You will lose your money very, very quickly. Just like today, no control whatsoever. You buy one share last night and it's $500 a share, and it opens this morning at 240 or 250. Half of your money's gone and it's never coming back. You know,
how does this Reddit style guerrilla trading affect the actual companies? How does this stock inflation affect GameStop, AMC, and BlackBerry?
Well, it doesn't affect the company. It doesn't help them. It just runs their stock price up. And you know, if I was running GameStop right now, I would have done a second public offering yesterday at $500 a share and raised $900 billion worth of capital. That's what I would have done. But that's a very good point, though, because the hedge fund that was shorting GameStop, it bankrupted them basically in like 2 days. It was like $2.7 billion. So the first thing they did was they had a margin call. So whoever was fronting them the money said, hey, here's the deal. You need to pay your bills. You owe us $2.7 billion. So what does the hedge fund do? They start liquidating some of their long-term holdings, which were good companies. And you saw those last night. I bought several yesterday, go down 10% for absolutely no reason at all. That company just went down 10% because the hedge fund that was holding their shares had to sell them and put pressure on their stock price. And then it woke up this morning and the stock went back up immediately 8 or 10%. So it has effects on other portions of the market. How much it does, You know, it remains to be seen because right now, in my opinion, it's artificially manipulated. You have several brokerage firms that got up this morning and said, you can't buy those stocks. You know, I swore we were in a free market economy, but, you know, there's, you know, Robinhood and several other brokerage houses basically just said, you cannot buy GameStop. We're not allowing it, which is, to me, is completely mind-boggling. So, and then that carries over to, like I said, people are like, okay, I can't get into, some E3 that's on base and has $1,200 in a savings account, goes, oh, I can't buy GameStop. It's $500 a share. I can only buy 2 shares. But everybody's talking about AMC theaters. That's only $6 a share. I can buy a whole bunch of that stuff. And the mechanics, without researching, are nothing alike. AMC does not have the short float that GameStop had. The mechanics and the math is not there, and it'll never get there. So to think that your AMC is going to go from $7 up to $70 is just, it's not doable.
A lot of folks are upset about exactly what you just said. Robinhood and several of these brokerage firms locking the doors and saying you cannot invest in certain things, that this is a violation of the free market. You know, there's talk on Capitol Hill today about exactly that. Is there any legal repercussions for folks that were part of this Reddit surge? I've heard that this could be considered fraud in certain ways. What are these people facing?
Well, as far as fraud on the Reddit people side, I mean, I don't buy that. I mean, there are. You know, I won't use any names, but you can get on YouTube and look at any mainstream media financial news network. And back when the stock market, you know, quote unquote, crashed back in March, you know, when the pandemic started, dropped down, 35% in, 2 weeks or whatever. I mean, there were billionaires, going across the television every day saying, the world's coming to an end and all this other kind of stuff. And they were pocketing $2 billion on returns on stuff that they were buying. And you got politicians that are, going to meetings on Capitol Hill and then going home and getting out of positions that they know that are going to be affected when the economy gets shut down. So it's like anything else, what's good for, what's good for me is not good for thee, and you have a very valid point though. I think there may be some kind of like unfair regulation that hurts retail investors, which all that does is just I think it increases a monopoly. You got to put your TSP or your 401k or your personal IRA in an index fund and shut up and color. You can't do any stuff as far as, independent investing or looking at, other options that are out there or investing in individual companies that you really enjoy. And I think there could be some kind of, heavy-handed, unfair retail investing regulations coming down the pipe or whatever, and as far as I'm concerned, when those kind of things happen, they never get reversed. When those freedoms and that kind of stuff happens to individual investors and individual citizens, it's not coming back. The banks got overregulated, I guess, after 2008, but they've basically been given to the keys to the car back and can kind of do what they want to do now.
Are there any long-term repercussions for what we've just witnessed? The average investor taking on these larger hedge funds, using their powers against them, so to speak. Is there any type of larger fallout that could come from this?
I don't believe there is. I think to be honest with you, the way technology is now and The speed of information, I think people forget about this in a week from now. They'll move on. They'll move on to something else. There'll be some kind of issue with, the overall health of the economy and the way the market is functioning and all that kind of stuff. And this is kind of just like a flash in the pan. And there may be some, because for a progressive or a libertarian, they love this stuff. I mean, this is like they socked it to the man, and they were able to get a victory there. But individually, you got to look at the repercussions. People lost their money, and now they're gonna have to save more or work harder to get back to where they were, as opposed to just the more conservative, socking that money away as much you can when you're young, on a consistent basis, and building wealth that way, as opposed to, pulling the slot machine lever.
One of the things that came to my mind as I was watching this fiasco unfold was that if we can do this with stocks like GameStop and AMC and BlackBerry, can this level of crowdsourced guerrilla investment affect other industries like the housing market? Can we be looking at a groundswell of market manipulators at the lower level?
It's been to be honest with you, it's been like that for 100 years. It's been going on here for decades. We started keeping the books pretty well after 1920, and these things come up. I was talking to a couple of friends today, and these things come up like once every 10 years, maybe one and a half, 2 times every 20 years or whatever. And there'll be some big winners, and there'll be a bunch of losers, and then something else to come along. And, there's housing bubbles that are happening right now, and they've been going on for the last, 2 years again. I think in Las Vegas, home prices are above what they were in, 2008, and it's going to continue. Can they muscle their way through? A lot of people ask, could this happen to Amazon or Apple or somebody like that? In my opinion, it can't. Those are big companies. They have a lot of cash. They're very well run, and they, are not in that position. And the amount of money that it would take to manipulate that, it's all based on market cap, and GameStop is a small company. And when you throw $2.5 billion at it, they have no recourse. There's no defense. There's no defense to that. So you got the people on Reddit that were able to get the victory on this one, but it takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of steam from a lot of people. And then if you look at it though, at the end of the day, after 4 days, they can shut it off. They can say you can't buy that anymore, and then the stuff just stops.
So what happens now? Let's say tomorrow morning everything kind of goes back to normal. No repercussions. We're good. We're just, whoever made their money. Whoever lost it. And we're right back to worrying about the pandemic and who's in charge of the country.
Yeah, I think that's where it ends up. There'll be stuff tossed around about, a class action lawsuit against, Robin Hood or TD Ameritrade or anybody that shut off, trading in those stocks. I mean, I know for a fact there's attorneys everywhere, licking their chops going, okay, hey, I'm going to do this. And somebody will do some math and they'll say, hey, if this thing would have unwound to zero and they would have had to cover everything, it would have been worth, $10 billion or whatever. And then like anything else, it'll be like your email getting hacked at Yahoo, and you'll submit your paperwork and you'll get $22. from the settlement or whatever. But you may see stuff like that. But I mean, you know how it is. It's just stuff goes crazy on Twitter, on Reddit. And then next thing you know, you don't hear anything about it after 48 hours.
Dave Biggs, thank you so much for explaining this to us. And I, you know, I will, we're not fine. I'm not a financial advisor, and Dave is definitely not giving you financial advice, folks. That is not
absolutely not.
But I will say, and I think Dave will agree with me, that if you're going to invest your money, do your homework. Don't jump into some half thoughts, you know, some harebrained scheme with all your money. You know, if this is all your money, be very careful. Do what you think is right, folks. But give it some thought. Make sure you're doing what's right for you. And Dave, thanks again.
Absolutely. I appreciate you and everything you do for these guys.
All righty, sir. Folks, I'm Rod Rodriguez. You can find me at Twitter at RodPodRod. And as always, you can find me at ConnectingVets.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.